Logan softball coach Taylor Seifert, 35-18 last season, 25-9 in the conference. But as Ron said, you always got to fight that weather bug, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely had some games last year that I believe that we could have won if we would have been able to play them, where our record could have been a little bit better and, you know, had that fighting chance for second place going into the conference. But, you know, there's sometimes the field just isn't playable. Ours or theirs.
What about this year's team? What are you looking forward to? What are you excited about?
You know, I'm really excited because this sophomore class, it's a big class. It was our first really big recruiting class. And so a lot of them, you know, have the experience of playing in those tough games, playing against Lakeland, playing against Wabash, and they know how long the game can get. And they've taken a really good role of being leaders this year, every single one of them. And they're kind of showing the freshmen how it kind of goes into it. And instead of having that big freshman class like we did last year, they're all kind of experienced and kind of know what to expect. And they've all really grown since last year. A lot of them have.
Talking to Logan softball coach Taylor Seifert.
And, Coach, I know that I was going to say you get that field in good condition. It is in good condition. But these young ladies, you're the ones out there doing it.
Doing
a good job. But one of the new things, we've got a press box now at softball.
We do. We have a new press box. It's awesome. The girls love it because they get to listen to music during pregame, during hitting practice. And, you know, we also got a new tarp, too. So we're hoping that'll help keep the water off even more. And then that doesn't put as much work on, like, our girls and us and the grounds crew trying to get the field ready.
It says on the schedule, it says headed to Florida February 10th. Is that like a big, you know, is that in red? Is that like stars all over that and everything?
We're excited. You know, it's the Sun Chief Classic. It's a really big tournament. We go down there. We play some nationally ranked teams. But we're going to go down there, and we're going to be there for a full week, unlike last year we were just there for 2 days. So we're going to get 9 games in instead of 5. So we're going to play Bishop State, and then we'll go to Pensacola State as well. And then we'll play a 5-game series in Gulf Shores at the Sun Chief Classic.
Wow. All right. Well, let's bring the players in. Who do you want to start with, Sydney or Callie?
Sid's ready.
Sid's ready. Sydney is ready. Sydney Monge from Carterville. Now, we were talking about the way you pronounce the name because it's spelled M-O-I-N-E. And, of course, I went with the money. You know, and then Ron said, no, I think it's Monet. So then we go French, and then we go in there and say Sydney. She goes, no, it's Monge. We go, okay, well, that's out the window. But from Carterville and catcher, first baseman, which do you like best?
Probably first base.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. You know what they say about catchers? That's the tools of ignorance. You know, isn't that what they said? A long time ago. That was a long time ago. But batted .417 as a freshman, Sydney. When you think back on last year, what was the biggest thing you had to adjust to coming from high school softball to college softball? Was there something that was really, wow, I didn't think it was going to be like this?
Well, in college, the difference between the pitching and the it's like the best from what high school is. So you take the best pitchers out of high school and you put them in college with really good defense behind them, and you have to find spots that you can put the ball. So instead of hitting a solid hit to a shortstop in high school where I could get on base with that, I have to put the ball in a gap and try and hit it over different people's heads and make it to the outfield and hit the ball a lot harder to get on base.
Yeah, because a lot of players, and I've seen this so many years, players that are really good in high school, but sometimes they're not very good in college, and sometimes they don't respect that next step up that you're talking about, do they?
Yeah, it's definitely adjustment. You have to evaluate yourself as a player and kind of see what you need to do to make yourself better and at that collegiate level, because there definitely is a difference. It's a step up.
And you came from a good program at Carterville High School, so you had a bit of an advantage because they played some good teams at Carterville.
Yep, we did. And my senior year, we moved up to 3A, so we were seeing a lot better teams by the time I was a senior, and it made the transition a lot easier than what it would have been probably.
Now you're no longer a freshman, you're a sophomore. You find you're ready to go better off now?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely a whole lot more comfortable this year with my swing and everything that I'm doing on the field, so I'm ready to go.
Okay,
let's bring Callie in. Callie Sutcliffe from Heron, who has already signed with St. Louis University, the Billikens, right?
Yeah,
gonna be a Billiken. And I wanted to ask you, being from Heron myself, because the Heron softball program has a long, long, long tradition. You go all the way back to Kerry Blaylock. You go all the way back to, you know, Bruce Jalak and people like that that were playing, Jennifer Brown, and people that were legends in the softball community. And Heron, you know, every program has its ups and downs, but Heron's been pretty good for a while. You're a pitcher.
Yes.
And now I know Heron pitchers from way, way back. And that was the long hours, getting up early in the morning, doing the pitching routine, everything like that. Did you always want to be a pitcher, or was that just something somebody said, well, you can throw pretty well? How did that come about?
I really just, when I started playing for like first time, I don't know, I just thought it was kind of cool. And I guess I just kind of picked off from there.
Yeah.
Didn't really want to change.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like being a quarterback, you know, it's not going to start until you throw the ball, you know, or you take the snap. So you're in charge, right? You know, 14-8, 3.59 ERA as a freshman. I'll ask the same question that I asked Sydney. What was for you, the biggest step up or the biggest transition from playing high school softball and then all of a sudden playing college softball?
Well, like Sydney said, like coming to a junior college, like you're going to get the best out of the best. So just taking everyone who's at the top and bringing them all on teams is just going to be good competition overall. So you just got to get out there and compete.
But with you, it's kind of flipped upside down because she's talking about facing pitchers. You're talking about
facing
hitters.
Yeah.
So, you know, then now all of a sudden you've got some, like, for example, could you get Sydney out?
Yeah.
Easily?
For sure.
I like that. Did you see the way she's,
yeah,
I mean, I wish this was
on. Didn't hesitate.
No, I wish this was on TV. I wish we were streaming this because, Jim, oh, yeah. Well, it's just like, and Sydney was like, well, really? Sorry. So what's your favorite, what's your favorite pitch?
My drop curve.
Oh. I'm not even going to go any farther than that right there. I thought she was going to stop and say a drop ball, but a drop curve. So, Ron, I have to think about that a minute. Go ahead.
Well, when you made the transition, now you've been recruited and you're going to St. Louis University. What attracted you to the Billikens?
Overall, just like the city atmosphere, and my best friend goes there, and so it's just kind of already going to be family orientated, so I'm just really excited for that. And it's close to home, not too far, but far enough where I can have my own space, but close enough where I can come back home on the weekend.
Yeah, see, that's smart, see, because it's just far enough, you know, 100 miles. That's, you know, because it's what, an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes home? But, you know, they can't just check on you immediately, right? It's like, well, I'm going over across town and check and see if Callie's okay. No, it's like 2-hour drive up there to check. Well, are you excited about the coming season?
Oh, yeah, I'm super excited.
What do you think's, you know, sky the limit?
Oh, yeah, we're going all the way.
Really?
Yeah, no doubt.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Well, let me ask Sydney the same thing. Switch with Sydney there. Sydney, when you look at this season ahead, what do you think is the biggest challenge?
Probably Lakeland and Wabash, just because they're our biggest competition every year. Every year they come out with a good team, just like every year John A. comes out with a good team. And so what we have to do is not look at the name on the jersey and just play softball like we know how to do. And I think we'll handle them no problem.
Yeah. And the baloney about her being able to get you out, she couldn't get you out, could she?
No.
Yeah.
I don't fall for the drop curve.
Yeah, the drop curve, you're going to let that go. Yeah. Well, let's bring Coach Taylor back over, Taylor Seifert, and get a couple of final comments because this has been a pretty good – and you guys have done great, okay, because we were in the green room kind of prompting them, and we were kidding them and saying we're going to ask them all real tough questions and everything. But, you've done a great job. And, Coach, when you have players like these two, it must be kind of fun every day to come, you know, even practice and even if you get rainouts and things like that. Because it in basketball or in football, anything, it's kind of a long season and you're with a bunch of people, so it's kind of like a big family.
Mm-hmm. No, they bring a lot of energy majority of the time. Sometimes you can tell when they're tired, but every day they come and the whole group together bond, like they have bonded like any other team that we have had. Like, honestly, they're probably more close-knit than any team I've ever been around, played on, or probably coached, just because they all kind of know each other and they played with each other. They have a couple from out of state that's mixed in, but they just fit right in. They just take them in. But they come in and they're goofing around, but we kind of got to tell them to kind of bring it in a little bit and focus. But other than that, they do a really good job. And I could say this fall was definitely the most that they've ever been focused and had like good attitudes, and the energy was good too.
Yeah.
Coach, one of the things that you do with the program, you do a lot of work in the community, in the high schools. You just had a hitting camp this last Sunday. How did that go? And you got another week to go?
Yeah, we got two more Sundays to go. Our junior high camp was really good. We had some kids from out of state too come to that, but we had some local ones as well. That camp I really enjoy because it's smaller and you get to work with the little ones. But when the high schoolers come in, we have like 40 in that small gym. So it's like straight focus, but it's a good recruiting tool for us. We love seeing the kids come in. They get to be with our student athletes. They work the camp, which is really good because I know a lot of parents, when they email me, they love having our kids there just because they like how they interact and their attitudes are really good. But it's a good opportunity, a moneymaker for us, and it helps us out with that trip that we're taking down south.
Well, as we said, we were taping this to, you know, we're going to play this tomorrow. Now, I'm going to let, I don't think you can see this, but do you know how long we've gone on this segment?
Do not.
You want to take a guess?
15 minutes.
Oh, 15. Wow. Okay. All right. Sydney? 10. Callie? 7. Okay. Well, I guess Sydney would be the closest. I just looked over there when I asked you, and it was 11 minutes and 9 seconds. So, you know, not too bad. And we'll cut, you know, we'll only play about 2 minutes of that, right, Ron?
Right. No, we're just, you got a quick cutting.
Yeah, we got, well, we will, we'll be able to play quite a bit of it because it's exciting. And anytime you talk about baseball, softball, spring, warmer weather, people are going, oh, yeah. You know, when sitting at home thinking that we're going to get 5 inches of rain this weekend, people say, oh, man, softball, baseball right around the corner, you know. But listen, thank you very much for coming in. And it's do you like this better than doing it on the phone?
Oh, this is fun. I like it. Yeah. I like it both.
This is a lot better than doing it on the phone, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You don't have to listen to Q, and you don't have all that scratchiness. But listen, Callie, Sydney, and Coach Seaver, thank you very, very much for coming in. We'll have you on again before you guys, probably, what, maybe after they get back from Florida, maybe?
Yeah, check out their tans.
Yeah, that'd be a good. Yeah, we'll ask because that's sounds like a pretty big trip.
Oh yeah, no, I mean it's the biggest one that we've taken, and it's a really good, you know, for the girls because it's going to prepare us for, you know, those hard games against, like Sydney said, Lakeland and Wabash, because we're going to be playing some really good teams down there. It's going to show us kind of where we're at, where we need to grow.
Yeah. Logan Zalbar, Coach Taylor Seifert, and Callie Sutcliffe and Sydney Monge. Sutcliffe from Heron, Monge from Carterville. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you very much.
For having come in and taking the time out to speak with us.